40 Ounce Review show. I don't know what show we're on right now because we've
show
spent,
four, isn't it?
It is show four. Yeah, it is it show four? Show
I think
four
so.
Or five. But anyways, I haven't checked because it's been so long. So we're back, and we've lost quite a few listeners, I think, but based on our schedules, we've just been too busy to...
Or you're a bitch ass going to Applebee's every weekend night.
Applebee's.
I can't do it. I have to go to nice. Applebee's tonight.
Mister, I'm traveling the world, and now you're going to throw Applebee's. That's the only thing you can think of. All right.
Well, it's my fault. Because I forgot Applebee's is your local restaurant.
Nice. By the way, I did not go there tonight, so thank you.
Oh, was it Bennigan's?
No, it was not Bennigan's, but it was not Applebee's.
Maximum.
Yeah, that's our crowd, man. We got a crowd now. Nice. So, anyways, welcome to 40 Ounce Review, show number four, with Jason and Al. I'm Al, and he's Jason. And
nice. So we're using our names now.
Where have you been? It's been too long. We've used the names from show one, so nothing is new there. Folks, we got to apologize to the listeners out there. This is one of the show hosts who doesn't realize what the format of the show has been from day one. So,
don't remember that, but
yeah, take a listen back on the shows. Your name has been mentioned straight up since day one.
Right.
Anyways, remember AKA Lando.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Okay.
Yeah, the nickname.
Yeah, there you remember the nickname, but go back to show one. It's always been introduced. So, anyways, we're back, and we're drinking 40s. The show goes. We drink 40s. We give it a brown paper bag rating at the end, and that's the explanation that I'm giving now. The show's that old, even though it's been a while. If you're not familiar with it, go back and listen to the first three episodes because show four is here, and we're ready to kick this thing off. So hopefully the sound is a lot better. We've taken some time to explore other options and improve our sound quality. So enjoy. So
well said.
All right. And that is not written down. That is not rehearsed.
Look at you. You're so impressed with yourself.
I am because I've been drinking, and that's why I've already did some pre-drinking, some pre-gaming before drinking the 40, and that's why I'm so loose tonight. So you know what? Based on your suggestion, we should have done this a long time ago. Pre-drinking to kick off the podcast.
Beer specials at Applebee's tonight.
Look at you talking, man. Look at you tonight. Already kicking it off. You're actually... Nah, I'm not even going to go there.
Say it.
No, I'll wait till I get into the podcast to kick that off when I'm halfway down the 40. I got to save my good material because, again, none of this is scripted.
That's true. It is few and far between, so you want to wait a little bit.
Okay, nice. Look who's coming off tonight. Look who's coming off jumping.
Yeah, well, it is quite apparent I've had a few beers during the day.
All right, well, based on that, I'm going to kick it off old school like here, brown paper bag. I don't know if anybody can hear that come across, but here we go. Oh, yeah, rip that sucker open.
And your beer of choice as well?
And my beer, malt liquor of choice tonight for the fourth podcast, is a little St. Ives. So, and I think
Crooked Eye?
I'm going with the Crooked Eye, and it's been a while, and I don't think it's been so long for these shows. I don't think I've drank St. Ives on the podcast. And what are you going for tonight, my friend?
I'm going with the Steel Reserve.
Oh, and I was gonna ship you that shit via FedEx.
You know, I was gonna get the regular Steel. I was like, no, the Steel Reserve.
211 Steel Reserve.
You have to go with the Reserve.
Oh, man.
The Reserve's a whole different level.
It is 211 Steel Reserve, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
211. Isn't that San Francisco area code?
I have no idea, but that stuff is hard as hell. And one of the podcasts that you and I did, I think it was the second one, fucked me up. And I had to work the next day, and it was brutal. So good luck with that.
I know. Yeah, I think 2 weeks ago I had a 40 of that, and I was fucked up.
Oh, you did. So are you getting you found it at is it at the local 7-Eleven or did you find it at a different bodega?
It's at the local 7-Eleven.
Nice. The 7-Eleven.
It still fucks it up, so.
All right. And that's what you wanted. That was the whole point tonight, right?
So if you think I'm talkative now, just give it 45 minutes. I won't be able to shut the fuck up.
All right. That's what I want to hear. So, again, to all the listeners, we apologize for the delay, but basically, or whatever listeners we have left. because it's been a while. But Jason's been busy, and he's delayed putting out the podcast. So
not really.
Yeah. Worldwide traveler, man. You from Miami to Cali to Detroit and then back in, like, what, a string of 2 or 3 days there.
Yeah, good times. Good times.
So I haven't talked to you in a while, man. It's like I leave my we text message, we email a lot, but I never have any conversations with you because we were trying to save it for the podcast, and it's been a while since I've even talked to you.
That's sort of the way I like to keep it, though.
Yeah.
That's right, not by mistake.
Nice. Okay.
I get you. Nice.
Yeah, look at me. Looking at the time right now so I can make sure I edit that piece out when there's a lot of dead air and I don't have anything to say.
I didn't hear a dead air. The only thing I heard was you guzzling.
Yeah. That's my excuse now, every time I'm not talking. So, honestly, though, man, what have you been up to lately?
God, the steel's rough.
Oh, it is rough.
God damn it. What's the proof on this?
I don't know. I think it's 8%. You got to visit your old boys, boys' website, Brews, 8. There.
8.1.
Boo.
God. Not good.
Ooh, that is not good, man.
Fuck. It's going to be a long night.
Yeah, but that's all right. It's still early.
Yeah, there you go.
You and the wife going out?
I think so.
Nice. What are you going to do? Just like a bar or a club or what?
Yeah. There's all these bars down our street. It's probably 3 blocks away.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of college bars.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're just going to do some of that?
Probably.
Well, what school's around
then
there?
I'm getting sick. There aren't any schools around here. If anything, it's like Royal Oak, maybe.
Yeah.
But the girls, are younger. I was like mid-20s or so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not school.
Shit, it's not that young, man. Still nice to look at.
That's why we're going out?
Nice! Going with the wife looking.
Yeah, fuck it. She's doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's right. She's trying to pick somebody for you later, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're hoping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She can always hope. I've been hoping for years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole other conversation.
There you go. So what about you guys?
Not much, man. Not as much fun as you. I mean, haven't been traveling or anything, just been working. And you're going to experience the fine weather we have up here tomorrow. Actually, it won't be that cold. It's been colder, like when I sent you those emails in the past. But I don't know, man.
That's right. So is it in the 40s tomorrow? Or
yeah, it's going to be like 45 tomorrow, which is not bad. It's like everybody's still mowing their lawn and shit up here trying to get ready for winter. But, you know, we had a thunderstorm yesterday. But, you know, what was really fucked up is that I guess I should say this because nobody at work is listening. But I played hooky on Thursday of this week. And, oh, man, it was fucking like 76 degrees here and sunny. It's like, holy shit, it was the same weather you basically had. Nice. And then the next day, Friday, that was yesterday, of course. Yeah, it was back down to like 38 and fucking raining and cold and shit. So that's why a lot of people around here are so sick. So.
Gotcha.
But anyways.
I always hear that. It's cold and all of a sudden it gets warm. Everybody's enjoying it. The next day it gets cold again. Everybody's so cold.
Yeah, exactly. Because everybody just goes out and does their, you know, whatever.
Just fucking decides to be warm or cold.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been sick, but you get to feel like shit sometime, you know? You're just like, and you know, and sometimes it's the weather, but whatever. So.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I know. Great conversation here.
So how's your Halloween?
It was all right. I think I emailed you. I told you I was going to drink a 40 and get lit up and pass out candy. But nice. Never ended up doing that. I did have a few beers and made some homemade chili because it was kind of cold out. And it was kind of funny because I had a couple of kids come to the door and could have been no more than like 12 years old. And we're like, kid opens the door and he says, trick or treat. I open the door and the kid's like, he goes, damn, what is that? Tacos you're cooking in there?
Funny.
And I go, he said, damn. And I go, no, it's actually chili. He's like, oh, man, that smells good. Can I get some of that instead of the candy? And I'm like,
funny.
Oh, yeah, feeds the ego, you know. So the next day, I had a, based on that, you know, the chili was pretty good. So the next week, which was last weekend, I ended up having a chili cook-off with some friends and watched football and stuff like that. Watched the Lions win. So that was good.
Rare. I'm surprised. They beat Atlanta.
Yeah. So did a chili cook-off, and I don't know. Halloween was good. We, passed out the candy. We I bought way too much fucking candy. Oh, man. Last year, I thought we were going to be hurting with the quantity of candy we bought. And this year, I bought 525 pieces of candy. Holy shit.
Booyah.
But, yeah, it was a ton of candy. So, you know, it was like every kid was getting like four candy bars or whatever a piece. And, we still have a whole fucking bucket of it left over. And I'm just like sugared out, man. So... Yeah. Trying to eat all that stuff. But, yeah, no, it was cool because I didn't end up drinking, really, and passing out candy. But when I took the dog for a walk at the end of the night, it was kind of funny. There was a guy up the road who was – he saw me walking the dog, and he's like, hey, trick-or-treating for adults. And he came out there, gives me a beer, and I'm like, all right. So neighborhood cheer, you know.
Then you went home with them? You banged them in the ass?
No. There was a bunch of guys out there hanging out, you know, their kids and stuff. And I was kind of funny that they gave a stranger, like, a beer, but I still drank it, so.
There you go.
Good times.
Nice. Good times.
What about your Halloween? What do you do? I mean, when you're over there in the condo-ish complex.
Didn't do shit. We're supposed to go out with another couple, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. You're supposed to go out with your couple. Boy, yeah. I hope he really enjoys sports so I can hang out with him.
Oh, that's right. Nice.
Your date was canceled.
I know, it was. Shit.
He's a model. Man, that email sounded so gay. I almost had to post that email on the website.
Fuck you. You could have. Who cares?
It was hilarious.
Like, I'm sure you still have it. You can do it.
You're like my wife's
just,
found...
Just take my full name off.
Yeah, well, I was gonna black that out, but it was just going to be like... For all the listeners out there, Jason's looking to meet some new friends and in his move to Miami or whatever, Fort Lauderdale, and his wife apparently meets somebody. This is the story according to how I understand it.
Yeah. And so far, you're 100% accurate.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just like, my wife found this girl, and we'll call her, I don't know, Becky. And Becky is like nice, and her boyfriend, who's a model, apparently.
Name is Becky.
I don't fucking know, man.
make the name sound a little hotter.
Like what? Like Becky. Fucking.
Shit.
Anastasia? Like an angel?
Might be Ruth or Peggy.
So, yeah, all you're looking for is a fucking stripper name for me to call her. And here comes to the stage Jezebel.
There you go. Oh, Jezebel.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
See, there you go.
Yeah, that was good times.
Nice. Sidetracked a bit.
But, you're like, you know, your wife's like, oh, I'm looking to meet some, or I met somebody at work, blah, 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 I want to go out, her boyfriend is some, like, right. Male model, and you're telling, this is your email to me, he's like a male model, and I hope he likes sports, because I need to go to sporting events with somebody, and we're going out tomorrow, and then you write me back about a half hour later, or maybe it was the next day, I don't even know, but it was like, oh, my date's canceled. It just sounded so gay, but I had to laugh.
I think everything you said is probably 100% accurate. I'm not sure it's that back-to-back sentences, but pretty much nailed on the head, though.
That's classic. Have you gone out with the guy yet, lately? Yet at all?
No. Hilarious. No, I haven't. No,
damn it.
No, Sally's gone out with the girl.
Because he's a dude, and you know what? He's like me. He's like, fuck it. I don't want to go out with them.
But shit, we have no... We're just trying to meet people.
No, I know you. Yeah. Everybody's different, but Aaron says that. Hey, you know what's funny is Aaron's like that. She's got friends that she met at school when she was, you know, going back to school. And these people are like, oh, yeah, my husband, he really likes, you know, the Detroit Tigers and this, that, and the other. And we go to games. And Aaron's like, oh, gee, so do we. We go all the time. My husband, you know, is a huge fan, blah, blah, blah. And she comes home and tells me that, oh, we might go to a game with them. I'm like, fuck it. I'm not going to a game with them. I'm like,
get you old man.
No, the thing is no, I'm an old school guy. Aaron's the type of, my wife's the type of person who goes to the grocery store, and God bless her heart, she goes there and we're in the checkout line and will strike up conversations with people in the line. Mm-hmm. And oh, you're buying that? Oh, that's great. Oh, you got this, that, and people are talking to her, and then all the freaks and weirdos too that she doesn't want to talk to, they talk to her as well. So me, when I'm there, I'm just like, don't say a word, just stare straight ahead, don't talk to that person. And she's like, she always says to me, why do the freaks talk to me? I'm like, the freaks talk to you because you just have that glow about you. I hate it. I fucking hate it. And as I get older, I'm basically saying, fuck it to everybody. If I don't know you, fuck off. Yeah, no, she just talks to people and all the freaks come up to her, and it's just like it's such a nightmare for me sometimes because I used to be an extrovert, but it's just like I just got to be in the mood, and I don't even want to talk to people. I'm in and out of stores. I'm in and out of work. I just don't even want to, like, you know.
Well, no, I know exactly what you're saying. But this down here, I really made a guy friend, and this guy's really starting to hate sports.
Oh.
She's really starting to hate
watching she's getting older.
Basketball.
No.
Whatever, man, but she's starting to hate it. Nick, I'm getting way, way more into it.
Sports, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. How can you get even more into sports? You were always huge into sports.
I know. But, yeah, it's like every night I'm trying to catch a Bulls game or the Heat or Pistons, and she's just going crazy. So.
Have you rented or – I know you weren't going to buy the new college football or NBA Live, but did you play them yet or rent them?
I rented college football. It was all right. The graphics were the same as last year.
But did you play the whole season or anything or what? How far
no,
did you get?
No, okay. No. I just rented it.
Just fucking buy it, man.
No, fuck it.
You're done?
Yeah, I haven't bought a PlayStation game in,
about a year? Yeah.
A little more than a year. Because, seriously, like, when you see the graphics on that new stuff, it makes this stuff seem inferior.
Oh, I know, yeah.
So I'm like, I don't feel like dropping 50.
Bam. Well, hey, here's a heads up. My brother-in-law has...
Dork alert.
Not the dork alert, man. Listen.
A little bit.
You're loving... you love the sports games, so it's not the dork alert. But he's got one of those PlayStation 3s on pre-order, right?
No, I meant, like, watching the Pistons or Bulls.
Oh, whatever.
I mean, playing it, but... All right.
But you know what I mean? Yeah, nice. But he's got one of those fuckers on pre-order. And he's looking to get rid of it. I sent you that email, you know? But if he can't sell that fucking thing... He's like, I'm just looking to sell it for face value. Because he's like, I can't afford it before Christmas. And he's like, if I can sell it for face value, then that's if he can't get rid of it for a profit. You know what I mean?
Face value, shit. He must just buy it off him.
Well, I was like, shit, I would. But, you know, it's tough for Christmas. But
I would just wait in line and do all the bullshit and you get it.
Well, that's the thing. Well, I was just about to offer you. If for some reason he fucking doesn't want it, do you want the fucking thing? Because here's the reason why.
Yeah, bro.
Well, here's the reason why. I would get it in a heartbeat. I would just make it work. I'd fucking charge it. I don't even care. Whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing is it's I don't have an HD TV. You know, I would still get it without HD and play it, and it would be great. But fuck, if that's what he's saying. He's like, I can wait 4 months to get it without a HD TV, but you have one, and you'd be like, fuck, it would be sweet.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
So if for some reason he's still going to – I think he's going to try to sell it, but if for some reason he doesn't want it, I mean, it'll be brand new. He wouldn't even open it.
Yeah, if all his prospects fall through.
Yeah, if he goes, hell, I just sell it back to the store for face value if I can't get rid of it. I go, fuck that. Give it to me. I'll get rid of it.
What? If he's a drinker, I'll exchange him a couple of cases.
There you go. Yeah, he is.
Say of what? But, you know.
He's not a major drinker, so you could just give him anything. So,
right.
But yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen, but we'll see. I just talked to him today, and he was like, "Yeah, we'll see what happens."
Nice.
But yeah. Anyways, I haven't bought anything either or played. I was thinking about buying some new games because I'm not going to get that new system until maybe mid next year or something when it cools down. But we'll see.
But, so this video game conversation is boring to shit out of me.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? But that's what
is
happens.
Is it just me? Or?
Hey, but that's us catching up, man. That's what it's about. So, how's that 40 going?
Oh, man, it's still strong as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I'm the introvert, but talkative as hell tonight.
Already?
Yeah.
It's not that strong.
It fucks me up.
Yeah, I'm...
I've been... Shit, sounds bad. Ooh. I started drinking like seven hours ago?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
This, what the fuck was it? Red Stripe?
The beer, the Mexican beer?
No, it's Jamaican.
Oh, Jamaican, whatever. Same thing.
The Red Stripe.
It's all
south. Yeah, so I started drinking like around 2. Now it's 9:30.
Ooh.
Shazam.
So when you called me, you were still drinking?
I think six-ish? I laid off a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I was drinking straight for 7 hours.
Did you guys drive somewhere, or did you need to walk somewhere?
Excuse me. We drove somewhere.
Okay. It's not that close to anything, right? You're not that close?
What's that?
You're not that close to anything?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. No, we are.
Okay.
It's so bad. It's, yeah, we're around a ton of restaurants and stuff, but there really aren't any places for ribs or anything.
Oh, you went for ribs?
Yet there's some chain place that's like 5 miles away, so we drove to that. I've had ribs and like, fuck.
How was it, man?
Like 6 months.
Oh, really?
My favorite food. So.
Yeah, ribs are good, man. I like ribs too. Ribs are good. They're possible to cook at home, but fuck it.
Yeah, they're. So I was dying for it, so we just drove to a chain place.
Man, can you have a grill at your place?
Don't think so. I know that in Chicago there was a law that we couldn't have grills in the pit. The patio of a high rise.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of people broke it. But around here, I haven't seen anybody with a grill on the patio in the high rise. So
that, man, you seem like you could get into grilling. Grilling's fun, man. If you get, especially as a guy, it's pretty cool to do.
But yeah, no, you're right.
You gotta like to eat, and I know that's not you. So
shut up, bitch.
Nice. But yeah.
Look at you, little wall.
What'd you say?
Look at you. A slight lull in the conversation.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to think. Because normally I had some show notes, but this podcast is basically pretty impromptu. I mean, I really just I didn't actually think it was going to happen because we haven't done one in so long.
Nice.
But
kind of have some good stories for you. I went to here you go. As I look at my show notes, I went to. Shut up, bitch. I think I told you this. I went to fuck that noise.
It's boring as hell. Come on, spit it out.
Shut up, bitch. I went to Manhattan a month ago.
Yeah,
a month ago or so. It was pretty funny. It was me, my boss, the VP, and we're all in a cab. We're all driving to going to the hotel. My boss, he's probably like 6 years older than me, 7 years older than me.
Yeah.
But he's really into the club scene.
Still?
God
damn.
He's big time. Well, shit.
I'm 32 and I'm out of the club scene.
Yeah, well, I want to rip him, but shit, when I'm his age, I'm probably still doing that.
There you go.
Anyways, so he's really into that. And last time I was in Manhattan with him, 2 months ago, I did that with him. I just wasn't really in the mood to do that again. So the three of us, we're going to the hotel. So the VP says, hey, what are your plans tonight? I was like, whatever. Just try to keep it open to the both of them. And my direct boss, he's like, well, I think I'm going to go solo tonight. So, you guys have a good time. So I said to the VP, oh, I guess I'm available. so funny. So we're in the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah.
He's like, do you want to go with me to a musical tonight?
What?
Well, it's Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still kind of like, what the fuck?
I know. It was funny. And he is, the VP, he is the funniest man I've ever met. He's so fucking funny. So I'm like, oh, two single guys. It's like, two straight guys going to the music hall. Let's do it up. So we went to the hotel, and like, I met him in the lobby half hour later. He's like, all right, let's go. So we go to the musical.
Yeah.
But it starts... And we got there like an hour early. She's like, dude, you want to go across the street for drinks? I was like, all right, cool. We go across the street for drinks. And then we ordered, I'm not going to say what profession I'm in.
Oh, jeez.
But you'll know. So we ordered flavored cocktails.
Yeah.
So we both have like two Cosmos.
Oh!
We're sitting there at the bar.
Looking gay as hell.
Gay as shit. You both have like two Cosmos.
That is pretty gay, man.
It's raining outside.
Why did you order the Cosmos? You couldn't order anything else?
I'm not going to... You know why.
Well, I guess I do, but...
Okay.
Okay, whatever.
All right. So we have the Cosmos. It's raining outside. We have one umbrella.
Oh, damn.
So,
and you're in New York City. You're fucking gay, man.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. So,
and it was a small one, too, wasn't it?
Of course.
Oh, jeez. It wasn't like a golf umbrella. A big yellow and fucking white umbrella or some shit from a golf course.
Small as shit. So we go across the street to the musical.
Oh.
See,
and you went and saw Cats.
See, I'm already buzzing because I didn't realize it was a musical until we got there.
Was it a Broadway show?
Yeah,
it was on fucking Broadway. Jesus.
Yeah. It was with Martin Short. You know him?
Oh, yeah, I know Martin Short.
Yeah. So, like, I'm buzzing, so I'm talking too much. But I didn't realize we both didn't realize this was a musical until we got there. So that's not. I was like, oh shit.
Well, what did you think you were seeing? A play?
No, I thought it was like a play. I'll play with Martin Short.
Ah, whatever. Okay.
I don't know. So anyways, so we get there, and we have, like, second row center seat.
Oh.
Close as shit. This two straight guys coming together after enjoying our Cosmo in the rain. We're sitting together right in the fucking center.
You had a blue sparkly shirt on, too?
Basic. It's also like a comedy, so we're both like laughing together, looking at each other, like, oh, fuck me. And then after the show, he's like, all right, do you want to get a bite to eat?
Oh!
I'm like, all right. I'm like, all right.
This is your boss?
It's the VP.
Oh!
But, again, he's really
cool. Dude, I would have expected a little hand on the, like, thigh there or something, man.
Oh, I know, but he's really cool. So, like, I kept making all the references just to be a wise ass, and he was laughing. He's like, oh, this is gay as shit. So, it was raining even harder. I'm like, so I was playing. I'm like, dude, come on, man. You know, let's share this umbrella. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, hell no. He's like, all right, how about you just put your coat over your head? I'm like, all right, fine. So then we had dinner.
Oh.
Okay.
Gay as hell.
Here is the kicker. So after dinner, we're in the middle of Times Square. You've been there.
Yeah. No, I know. Square. I've been there many times.
Yep. So we're right in front of the Marriott Marquis.
Okay.
You know, right there. And it's pouring. All the cabs are taken because all the Broadway shows are getting out. That sounds gay as shit. We're standing there. And he's like, all right, Jason, all right. You get one corner. I'll get the other corner because we're trying to get a cab.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool, I'll do that. So he's trying to hail a cab, nothing. I'm trying to hail a cab, nothing. And like, I'm still doing it. And then I see him walk over to somebody. He's like talking, negotiating. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? There's no cabs. Who's he talking to? He pulled over a fucking rickshaw driver.
Oh, you got a rickshaw together? Are you fucking kidding me?
And it's raining.
Oh, my God.
So he's negotiating with a rickshaw driver. I'm like, no, he's not serious.
An open, like an open rickshaw. Like, it's covered, but it's open, like, right?
He's talking to this rickshaw driver. I'm like, all right, he's talking to the rickshaw driver to ask for a cab or something.
Yeah.
He's screaming at me. It's, you know, it's in the middle of Times Square, so it's like six lanes one way.
Oh, no.
Jason, get over here, get over here. So I'm like, oh, fuck me. And I looked at him. I don't say fuck. I was like, are you kidding me? I go over there. And I, on purpose, I didn't answer your question. I go over to this rickshaw. Because it's raining, I keep stressing that it's completely closed.
Oh!
So, like, there's a tap and the shades are down.
Oh!
People don't get wet.
How romantic as hell and, like, top. Yes. Yeah.
But it's like a one-person rickshaw.
Oh, my God. The only thing that would be worse is getting a fucking, a hansom cab or whatever with a horse and carriage.
God. Like, and I'm not exaggerating like a chick. With no exaggeration. The hotel is 5 miles away.
Oh, in fucking Manhattan. In Manhattan.
Yes.
Oh, shit, that's like a half-hour ride.
Yes. So he was negotiating with them because he's like, all right, you know, our hotel is so goddamn far away.
Oh.
It was,
Yeah, where were you staying at? South end of,
Yeah, Union Square.
Isn't that near Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
And you were where were you at? Though. Oh, you were. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Okay. Times
Square.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So he's negotiating because it's so goddamn far.
Oh shit.
So we get in this rickshaw. It's like a one person rickshaw. The top is completely covered, and because you know he's my elder, I guess, or my superior.
Elder.
Of course, I let him get in first. I'm like riding his fucking thigh on the way.
You look
there.
Like his total bitch. You know that, right?
Is
he a big guy or a skinny guy?
He probably weighs, like...
Is he over 200?
No.
Oh. Because that would have been better. You're, like, his little bitch.
Yeah, he's probably, like, he's right around there.
Okay.
Oh, but it's raining. I'm like, this is... I can't believe we're doing this. This is unbelievable. I go to the musical. We get Cosmos. We're in the rain together in a fucking rickshaw.
You know, under one umbrella, you go to the musical, you get out, you go to dinner, and then you get in a fucking rickshaw.
Oh, my God. And he was laughing, but he was... On the ride, he's trying to butch it up.
Well, the guy was the rickshaw.
He's cool.
The rickshaw, though. What kind of rickshaw? What was the driver? What was he?
Looked like he barely spoke.
No. I know that, but there's several types of rickshaws. Obviously, the classic fucking old school. I know it wasn't on foot, but it was.
Oh, this is like a bullshit one. This is like a for rent, you know, real cheap.
Yeah, but was it a bike?
Yeah.
So, okay, so it wasn't a motorbike even.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it was a bike. That's why he's trying to go.
Ah.
It's fucking 5 miles.
Okay, go ahead. So, yeah. Oh, so, this is a classic one with the guy on a bicycle.
Okay. It's raining. So my RVP or my boss, he's really cool. But we get in there, like, he was laughing because it looked gay as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to butch it up. So you're familiar with Times Square?
Oh yeah.
We go right by that ESPN restaurant.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, so I'm Brett Favre. He's not having such a good year this year. I'm like, oh, my God. What are you trying to do? We look gay as hell. You're talking about Brett Favre? Look at you.
The rickshaw guy's thinking these guys are just bending each other over left and right tonight. God. Who's top and who's bottom? Who's a pitcher and who's catcher?
I know. So I said that to him, but I said it without the explicatives. I'm like, come on, man. Look at you trying to butch it up.
Nice.
He just started laughing. Oh, that bike ride was so fucking long. I'm trying to. Talking about sports.
Did he pay for the ride?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. At my job, I don't know. It's like the lower level people pay for everything. They pay
really?
For
oh, because you everything. Can expense things easier?
I don't know why, because so can he, because he signs off on my expenses. But I don't know.
Oh.
Every company's different, but the lower level person pays for everything.
Okay.
So I paid for it and all that. But so the rickshaw person took us right to our hotel, so then I just try to really gay it up. So when we got out, I'm like, hey,
how about a nightcap?
Because, look at you, reading my mind. Because there's also people walking around the hotel selling, like, those bullshit roses. Or,
oh, shit, snap.
But I was just being a wise ass. I'm like, hey, you know, can I get you one? He's like, all right. And then we walk in the hotel. I'm like, okay, this is awkward. Do you want to stop by my room? Again, I'm just being a complete wise ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, yeah, all right.
That is a good story, man.
Yeah, that's my NYC story.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that happened a couple months ago?
Yeah, shit. I think that was last month.
That is a really good story, though, I got to say. That is pretty good, man.
2 months on the flip side of that, when I went to New York. We went to, I think I told you this.
Look at you, full of the stories today, man. You're running the show.
Shit,
that's good. No, it's good.
I got my show notes. It's been a long time. 2 months ago, I went. This isn't gay at all. When is some place called Butter or something? I guess that's on Us Magazine or something.
Wait. In New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
These chicks are smoking hot. I've never, ever seen anything like that.
Butter?
Yeah. If you're on the internet or something.
I'm looking right now.
Yeah. Butter. New York City. Manhattan. It's like an Us Magazine with all the, you know, the young Hollywood types. Jesus. And in the corner was Patrick Ewing. Did I tell you this?
Yeah, no. You said you saw. You didn't tell me where you were at, but you said you saw Patrick Ewing.
It's Patrick Ewing, Mutombo, and a little Candy.
Okay.
And they're on the corner just drinking. But it was just like a candy store for them. It's all the fine girls just flocking to them.
Nice.
But these weren't like the fine girls like you and I see like around our house. These were like the girls from like Vogue or Bizarre.
Jesus.
I've never in my life, my eyes are just like.
I'm looking right here. It says it's a part restaurant, part nightclub, wood paneled, new hotspot.
Yes.
Wood paneled. I could see some pictures of it.
Fuck. That was crazy.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Whew.
So I figured I had to tell you that story and drop that name to kind of butch it up a little bit.
A little Patrick Ewing. Getting a little ass like he was in that Atlanta nightclub with Zoe. Lonzo Mourning and who else? Somebody else, I don't know. Gary Payton or something like that.
I forgot.
Well, nice, man.
There's my New York story.
Yeah, good stuff.
Hope you enjoyed.
Yeah. So, I am excited. I'm just fucking buzzing because I know when I'm buzzing because I'm like, I think I'm like, especially when somebody's talking, you know, you got a good story. So I was getting into it, you know, I'm just like anybody listening to it. But then, I realized that I'm like picturing the whole story in my head and I can actually see you doing it. I'm like a 5-year-old kid who's imagining it. So, that was a good story, man. Good stuff. It was pretty gay, but it was good.
I'm gonna go back on the gay tip. That musical was pretty good with Martin Short.
Gay.
It was good. Gay.
What was the name of the musical? It was a musical. It's called a Broadway show or whatever the fuck.
He's a fag.
Yeah, that's right.
And
you don't watch that show.
Yeah, I do.
Sopranos?
I watch it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, god damn. I forgot the name of the show. Darn it. I forgot. I don't know.
Hey, man. Switching the subject completely.
Please.
Did you see Michigan State play today?
Hell no.
Wrote
those bitches off. They're just on ESPNU.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. What is okay, here's the deal. I'm starting to get ESPNU as of tomorrow. Okay. What is ESPNU, though? Because it currently I don't have it, and it's like people in Michigan here are bitching about ESPNU.
I used to get it when I had DirecTV, and they show a lot of college shit, which obviously.
That's funny. I got DirecTV, and I don't have the fucker, and tomorrow I'm switching satellite companies.
Because you have to buy the sports package, because when I lived in Chicago, you know, I was all up in Michigan sports.
Yeah.
So I bought the extra sports package where I got all the local sports coverage from Detroit to L.A. and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
ESPNU is part of that package.
So what does it do? It just gives you university games?
Yes.
So it's all university games?
Yes. But it's cool for, like, 10% of the time. The other 90%, it's, like, women's volleyball.
No.
Guy field hockey.
What about basketball season? Is it going to be anything there?
Oh, yeah, they do. But, you know, it'd be like bullshit games, like Pepperdine versus...
Oh.
I don't know. Fuck.
People in Michigan were bitching last week.
Yeah, it's all bullshit games.
People in Michigan were bitching last week because the people at Comcast couldn't... Michigan and Michigan State were both on fucking ESPNU. And I was like, what the fuck's ESPNU? Yeah, and so. I thought it was maybe that ESPN Plus or whatever, you know, your local shit that you get.
Uh-huh.
When they broadcast, and I remembered you said something about it, but I'm getting it as of tomorrow, so I'm switching to Dish Network tomorrow.
Are you? Look at you.
Yeah, the guy's coming out tomorrow. I'm getting rid of DirecTV now, so. Uh-oh. But it's part of the basic package now, and I didn't know what the fuck ESPNU was.
Yeah. You get a lot of basketball games, but there's a lot of bullshit on there.
Yeah, speaking of that, Spartans played like 2 days ago.
That's right. They played
Tuesday or Wednesday, didn't they?
They played recently.
They played Wednesday.
Somebody by 20 points.
Yeah, it was Wednesday. And are they playing in one of those preseason tournaments, though, at all?
Yeah, it's a 2K Sports or 2K something.
Oh, they're not playing in that Hawaii Invitational anymore?
No.
What the fuck, man? They made it to the Final Four.
Yeah, but this tournament, like, I think they have like 3 or 4 games at home, and so do like 3 other big universities, and they all meet somewhere.
Oh, see, I didn't understand that. I looked at the schedule. Yeah, they played like not BYU, but they played somebody on Wednesday, and then I could look online, but I don't know what it is. But I think they were playing tonight too, but I don't know when all those exhibition games and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know when that tournament starts up. So, or when they play the Globetrotters.
Nice.
Remember that back in the day?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
The fucking Globetrotters used to come in, and they actually they were the competitive team Globetrotters and not the circus clown ones. Nice. They would come in, and they wouldn't pull any of that fucking, like, what was it, Curly Moe shit or whatever, you know, throwing the popcorn at the fucking crowd or the whatever.
Curly Moe shit.
You know what I mean? I don't remember the guy's name.
Nah, I know what you mean.
They were the competitive team, and I was surprised. I'm like, oh, they're playing the fucking Globetrotters. That's cool. And we'd go to the game, and then it would be like... these guys are dunking and all sorts of bullshit and leading beating the college teams. But it was, I guess, their travel team. Magic Johnson was on one at one point.
That's right. Good memory.
Yeah.
Hey, so have you received any more fan mail? Any more photos, to be more specific?
I actually did. Didn't I send you two? I sent you two of them, right? And by the way, yeah, I haven't referenced the call. This show's where I'm slacking off as a host, or we are, but... 40ouncereview@gmail.com to email us, or 40ouncereview, or I'm sorry, see, I already fucked it up, or at myspace.com/40ouncereview to visit us if you want to send us fan mail or any that type of stuff. But yeah.
More freak photos.
Yes, because in the last few weeks, well, not a few weeks, I'd say about a month ago, when we weren't that far behind our last show, people were starting to send us some photos. Some of these guys that were partying, I don't know, at some university maybe it looked like. They sent us a bunch of photos of these chicks and themselves pounding 40s. And did I send you the photos of the guy? The guy made a fucking beer robot out of 40 ouncers. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, fuck. It's hilarious. No, this guy stacked these guys. I don't know. Guy or guys. I don't know. They took... I don't know, it must have been about 60 or 70 40-ounce bottles that were filled, and made this huge, like, fucking robot on the floor of 40-ounce bottles.
Nice.
That was pretty funny. But, yeah, we did get some photos of people at the grocery store, didn't we? I sent you those shopping for 40s. But a whole fucking basket full of 40s, and that was really nice.
And then what else?
Oh, and then girls in their panties, and that was nice, too.
Look at you. Don't blame
that. Yes.
Need more of that.
Oh, we did need more of that.
Look at you. You're getting all fired up about that fucking robot.
No, I just...
And then girls in their panties.
But I said nice, because it was very nice. I just don't want to, you know... Hey, the female listeners out there, if any... I forgot that one. I sent you that one.
Thank you.
I did send you the one from the girls from England. Remember that?
No.
The girls from England that were talking about their boyfriend flogging them or some shit, or was going to be... Their boyfriend was going to be really pissed about... Us sending photos. Remember that? Those two girls from England?
Yeah.
There you go.
Good memory.
Hot. So, I don't know what their names were. Send us more. We will appreciate
it. More photos,
please. And if you would like us to post them, let us know, because we will. And legally, we need your permission. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, good times. And let's have a drink here. Here I go. I'm not pounding it, but I'm getting close to the head. Did that come across? Because I think I need an applause for that. Thank you. It is gay, but it is nice, and that is technology, and I love it. Love it!
God damn, I'm...
Get nice!
I still have halfway to go.
Oh, I'm fucking loving it. See, I'm drunk, and I'm already playing up all the bullshit.
I still have halfway to go, and I'm fucked up.
Look at the crowd cheering for me. Yes, thank you. I'll take a bow. Hey! But good.
Can't you find some better sound effects there?
How about that?
Nice. You play music now?
Thank God. How do you like that? That's right. So, got the sound effects rolling, and I don't know how to stop the motherfucker. Oh, there I do. There we go. We had a little Tupac. That was a little Tupac. I do have the K-Fed, man. Hey, let's talk about the K-Fed shit. Here we go. Big news development. I downloaded it. It sucks.
Yeah, I downloaded it too just for...
Did you listen to the whole fucking thing?
Right. So Aaron's friends were about to go?
Yeah, she was about to go to the concert in... my wife's friends were about to go to the concert in Chicago, but decided to pass because it was that bad. So what are you going to do, right?
I don't know. That concert would suck. I mean, I may go if it's like... 3 blocks away and had free tickets. But other than that, I mean, come on.
Did you see her on Letterman?
No, fuck.
Ooh, she's looking hot again, man.
My TiVo was full.
Oh, she's looking hot again. Seriously. Yeah. It's like, nice. She's getting there. She's not 100%, but right. It's like, ooh. Even your buddy Howard was talking about her, and he commented, like, holy shit, she's looking better.
It's crazy. Like years ago, I remember you were all up in Christina Aguilera, and I was all in
Britney. I was?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
More
like Christina Applegate, maybe.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, I bet.
I guess I forgot that one pretty quick because whatever, but.
But now it's which, I mean. God, I don't know. I'm all up in her now.
Jenny McCarthy, yes.
Fuck her.
Oh, God. Love it. Love it.
Nice.
But, yeah, no. How are you doing with your 40, though? Because this is a 40-ounce drinking podcast, and I'm getting kind of drunk.
I'm a little past halfway.
Fuck, man. I gotta get up tomorrow. I just told you about that TV that's coming tomorrow. The fucking guy, it's just like Comcast. He's going to be here between 12 and 5. It's like, what the fuck? You got to be here.
Nice.
I don't even want to wake up and deal with this bullshit tomorrow, but whatever.
Nice.
What are you going to do?
So, here's my other scripted story.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Jason with the scripted stories.
I know.
Look at you. You have the show notes.
I know. I got the show notes.
This is why the wife is laughing at you.
I know. I'm
such a when are we going to get her on the phone?
Dude, she was supposed to call a while ago, but she has to be hammered to call.
Is she hammered? I'll call her.
She is hammered now.
No, I will call her. You want me to call her right now?
Dude, we never answer our phone. You can call. She's going to answer.
She won't answer it?
No.
Because it won't show my number. It'll just show it as some crazy-ass number from Skype.
Phone. No, we never answer our phone.
Oh.
We have... Shit, we never check our voicemail, but...
Did you ever, did you ever switch to that other place that you were talking about?
No.
Sunrocket or whatever?
No, not yet. I'll do it.
I was just curious.
Where's my story? What's my story? Oh, okay, here's my story. So,
you want to get off the wife and me calling her?
No, I mean, call her.
She's not going to answer.
Yeah, if you want to hear her voicemail.
But if I call her a cell phone?
She can't. She left the cell phone in the car.
Oh, fuck. Chicks, right?
We don't answer our phone, man. I'll tell you.
You answer your phone.
Yeah, she doesn't. She's lost calls.
Whatever. Okay.
Fucking two cell phone numbers, but anyways. She doesn't answer either one.
So do you, though. You have like four.
Yeah, I know. Same bullshit. That's what, see, oh, fuck, what's my story?
Yeah, you were...
I forgot it.
You had another scripted story, you said.
Oh, that's right, my other scripted story. So, I sound like you're gonna shit. I was in Palm Springs. Fuck.
Damn.
Three days ago?
Look at you, yeah?
Yeah, ooh, that's so cool, yeah. Tired of shit. Yeah, corporate travel. Fun! I was in Palm Springs, and, oh, God. We had a,
You're banking all the miles, though, man. Don't even say it.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
good.
So, we stayed at a decent hotel. And then our conference was held at Frank Sinatra's old house.
Yeah, you mentioned something about that on email.
Yeah, so let's go. So all our meetings were in his living room. And
what? Well, what is it right now? Is it just like a, it's a, who it's owns the place?
Some investors bought the place and just rented out to corporations.
Now, was this his, like, house as of when?
I don't know, but you know he had a mad bankroll, so. This is probably like his eighth house. You know, he owned so many houses that. It's hard to believe this is his full-time residence.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it was cool. I mean, there's all these little artifacts around here. Like, his sink was all jacked. And they said,
Sammy Davis condoms and shit?
Yeah, sort of like that. Like, his sink was jacked. Excuse me. His sink was jacked, and they said, like, this is where he had a fight with Ava Gardner, and he broke a Jack Daniels bottle and all that type of shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyways, make a long story short, we had dinner there the last night after our conference. There's one chick there. She's really getting fucked up. Because it was my company and all our agencies. And there was free alcohol for obvious reasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So just because it's free doesn't mean you should overconsume. A lot of people are like, yeah, all right. It's free. Woohoo.
Yeah, you got to know.
Yeah,
you know, what's cool and what's not cool.
It's a corporate setting, so you know, I can't pick three or four, so you're chatty, and then after that, bail.
Yeah.
So she's like getting fucked up.
Oh.
She's like getting diced.
She works for your company.
No, she's one of our she works for our one of our advertising agencies.
Oh.
So she's getting diced.
Damn, and, don't you wish you were single? Because it sounds good. Sorry.
Yeah. And during our dinner, we had like one of those one of those fake murder mysteries going on, so all these actors were there.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they do that at dinner things, too, right?
Yeah, it's one of those things. So even the actors called her a few times. Like, oh, like, she walked in the middle of their performance with three drinks. So the actor's like, oh, okay, so three drinks, nice. You know, why not get three when, fuck it, I'm drunk, so.
It's all right.
All right, so my story's getting already fucked up. Anyways. So she just keeps drinking during dinner. And she's getting louder and louder and louder. And then on the bus back to the hotel, like, she's the loudest person there. Everybody's making eye contact towards everybody.
All right.
Like, oh, my God. So we go to the hotel. And most of us go to bed. I went to bed.
Except for you. Or you did go to bed.
I did go to bed. Because it was a nice hotel, and the bar closes really, really early.
All right.
And the restaurant closes, so there's really no drinking opportunities, so I just went to bed. And
you were thinking, fuck it, you know, it's night's over.
Yeah, and the time was fucking me up. And plus, you know, it's kind of a corporate thing.
Like, it's a three-hour difference, right? You were just like,
Yeah, so then it was like midnight. I was like, I'm kind of tired. And it's Palm Springs, the middle of the fucking desert. So we're not going anywhere. Fuck, I'm going to bed. Anyways, she goes out, and somehow she finds liquor. I don't know how. She keeps drinking in her room, and she goes
alone.
I think so.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then she goes to the pool.
What? Whoa, whoa, whoa! This is getting hot. All right. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So she goes.
You stopped for me. Okay.
I did.
All right.
So she goes.
Like
to the
I
pool.
Had to adjust or something. There you go.
So she goes to the pool, and oh, here, I'll backpedal a second. I don't want to say who I work for, but we're singing.
You know what's funny is I think in the previous podcast you even named the company.
No, I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Okay, I wouldn't have, but I thought you did. But anyways, go ahead.
No, I'm very guarded.
Okay.
I'm talking a lot. So, for the past week, we've had a reality crew follow us around.
No, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Why?
For some TV show on cable.
Oh, is it going to air? Am I going to be able to see it or no?
Yeah. Yeah, so like, the camera's on me for a second, but I was too nervous. So I probably say like two words, and I'm sure I'll be.
You're going to have to tell me the fucking show, man.
Either.
Okay.
I will. So the cameras are following us. And at this hotel, they're following us around, all that sort of stuff. And we all had to sign releases. So, you know, if you're out in public, do you mind if the cameras are following you and they tape your conversation? So, all right, fine, fuck it, I'm not doing anything. So, anyways, so that's sort of the background story. So, anyways, she's getting drunk in her hotel room, blah, blah, blah. She goes to the pool. She meets another one of our agencies and is talking about. Mm-hmm. She's sort of talking shit about us, which is kind of fucked up because, you know, we paid for her to be out there. And,
yeah.
Okay.
She's like, you're a bitch. I mean,
pretty
you
much.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, because she's drunk. So our other agency, they're real cool. They're like, okay, well, you know. They're trying not to involve themselves in that. Like, okay, yeah, whatever. We're just going to go to bed. So they leave. And she meets some guy, some random-ass dude at the pool. She starts talking, blah, blah, blah. You know, I work for so-and-so. And then she starts, like, you know, getting a little closer. And then she starts, like, kissing the guy.
Oh!
And then she, like, fucking straddles the dude.
On camera?
Who knows?
Oh!
And then she, like, straddling the dude, and she takes off her top.
Who is this dude, by the way? Wait, back. Whoa, who is the guy?
Some random dude. Some random.
Oh, some just random dude.
Yeah, she just met this dude in the hotel. So she's like,
how old is she? How old? 30?
It's a tough call. I'd say early 30s, but she's looking a little, like,
used?
Yeah.
Maybe about 34 or 35.
She could be 30, but she looks 34.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah, I know those girls. Yeah.
So,
chill, shit. She could be 28 and look that. Yeah.
So it's like who I work for, like, you can't do that kind of shit in public or control the fucking liquor. So she meets some random dude. She's like riding his ass.
Now, how did you literally. You heard about this?
My coworker.
Oh.
Because, and I'm such a fucking tool. I was tired and.
I'm drunk. I see. You could have said this already. I'm trying to listen. Yeah.
I was tired and it was late and I'm a fucking tool and I just didn't fucking fucked up that night, to be honest. So I just went to bed. I was like, fuck it. It's midnight.
You told me. Yeah, you went to bed.
Normally I would have, but fuck it. I didn't. So my coworker, she stayed in a room, two for me. And she's real cool. I like her a lot. So she's in her room, just like looking out the window. The
this
whole time.
The basketball computer chick?
Basketball.
The Miami.
Oh, funny.
Detroit.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I pay attention.
Cool.
Go ahead.
Yeah, she's cool. So she's watching all this, and she's like, oh, they're talking shit about us. Anyway, so this chick, she's like, straddling this dude.
Ooh.
Kissing him, like, and now, of course, he's playing with her titties. And all this.
Nice.
And then they go back to his room, which is right next to my girl's room.
Yeah.
You know, and he was banging her all night, which is fine. She's single. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
But anyways, the next day, my girl went around to all of us to double-check the releases, because we all had to sign a release.
Yeah.
So everybody signed it again, like, oh, yeah, fuck it, it was fine. This girl's like, oh. She's like, wait, there are cameras?
Oh!
And my girl's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the cameras are some public places, like the hallway, the atrium, the lobby, and the pool. Oh, the pool. What's in the pool? Oh, there's a few cameras and microphones. Oh! I don't think I'll be signing this.
Oh!
So, out of our group of 50 people, she's the one didn't sign it.
Oh, damn.
So.
I thought they would get them to sign the releases in advance, though.
No.
Dude, what's up with the reality shit? You don't want to say it on the podcast, or what?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to have to let me know this, and that's pretty
cool.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I think
so all the fans right now are out there listening, going, "Whoa, fuck! I want to see this. What is it?"
Well, okay, but enough fucking hints out. But I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I think an episode, for sure, an episode will be us. Maybe two episodes, but
really, do you think you're gonna be featured on it at some point?
Myself?
Yeah.
No, because
I don't know. That.
But like my coworker, like yeah, but I won't be.
You bitch.
I play the background like crazy.
I wanted to see you on there. Yeah. This background shit. Wallflower.
I'm not into that, so. That's my story.
Nice.
That's my second show note.
So, see, you are my friend who has always been in high places. Whether it's been like, you know,
some
inviting.
Bullshit.
No, I'm serious, man. You've invited me. Well, listen. No, you're giving me this fucking huge story. You're the planet friend in high places. You fucking...
Shut up.
Listen.
I'm a fucking tool.
Listen. Who, you're a tool or I'm a tool?
I'm a tool.
No, you're not. Listen to me. This is bullshit. Listen to me for a second. The listeners out there, this is the guy who's always been the guy behind the guy. He's been the guy who's been like, you know...
He's playing video games.
No. Oh, fuck it. No, it's all right. All right, somebody's calling me on Skype here. No, you've been the guy who's always known people, which is nice, which is no big deal, you know, to a point. I mean, hell, you're the we talked about before. Hey, we got to talk about the website. We got Paul Rosenberg and fucking DJ Head, you know, pre-Eminem status. We got the hip-hop shop. Hell, I went to the hip-hop shop when it was there.
It's all you.
Yeah, but no, it's courtesy of you, though. But, you know, whether it's your hookups with sports tickets or it's your... No. I told my parents I was proposing to my wife courtesy of your tickets, like second row of Tiger Stadium, you know.
Whatever.
No, you got the hookup, and you know what? You invited me to, like I was, this is just fast-forwarding, you invited me to the...
A Pacers game was fun.
No, that was cool, but yeah, I remember that too. That was a blast. I really appreciate that. And you invited me to the All-Star game last year, and you know, I just couldn't make it, but I'm still waiting for my 50 cent party one of these years.
All right.
After you sent me those you were going to send me pictures.
You want me to?
Video.
I'll do it.
Or video from your corporation hosting the 50 cent party.
All right, I'll do it.
Yeah, so you have those, huh?
Yeah.
I'd like to see those.
We did some... fuck it. I'm talking too much. Anyways.
All right. What do you mean you're talking too much? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to dive that way.
You don't want to give up too much information?
No, I just don't like when you start talking that way.
Eh, whatever. That's horse shit. It's cool, though, man, that you got the hookup, that you worked hard for that stuff, and now you're living in this lifestyle where you got these girls banging dudes by the pool, and you should have been the guy that was witnessing the whole fucking thing.
And then the next
what if you would have saw that out there? You would have been like, what the fuck?
Oh, I would have been wide awake watching.
You would have been like in Tommy Boy, right? When fucking What's-His-Name walked in and you were watching Spanx Revision.
Fat guy.
Excuse me, where is the gym? The gym is that way.
Nice. And then the next day, show what a tool I am, we flew to L.A. We see the W, which is a real trendy hotel in Westwood.
Okay.
But I was so fucking tired. That's when I called you, like, at 9 o'clock at night. This would be a dick. Really? Remember that message I left you?
Oh, yeah. It was, like, a couple nights ago.
That's right.
At, like, 12-something, asking me to do a podcast.
Look at you. You're all a little bitch. Like, don't you know the time difference?
I didn't say it like that, asshole. No, I didn't. I was just like, because you
did
called
me. Did you forget the time difference?
You called nonchalant. You were like, hey, look, man. What's up? I'm going out to get a 40, and it was like 12:20 a.m. on a fucking Tuesday, and you're like, I'm going out to get a 40.
Thursday.
Whatever. And you're like, I'm going out to get a 40 and start drinking one. So give me a call if you want a podcast.
I was rocking the ghetto style because I think the W is really trending to Westwood. So like
the W. Wait, what's that? What's that? I don't know that reference.
The W Hotel?
No, I don't know it.
It's a real trendy hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can look it up.
So you were rocking a ghetto style in the W?
Yeah, the W is really trendy. So, I was just so goddamn tired. So I just put on my football jersey, ordered, I felt so bad, ordered a pizza, got a 40, just sort of sitting there.
If you had your PlayStation, you would have been fine.
Oh, I would have. Because
pizza, 40, and a PlayStation and a football jersey. So bad. What the fuck?
You're talking shit.
Okay, so now what were you going to say?
Shut up. I feel like saying it now.
No, say it. What's up?
You available tomorrow for a sort of live podcast?
Live? Yes, I would be. Well, I know you talked about the time, though.
I know. Oh, okay. Well, I'm drunk now.
I could record it live, too, though.
All right, so like, I have the hotel room at Laurel Park Place.
What, like 4 p.m. or some bullshit?
No, but if I want to spend the night.
Oh! And driving to work then?
Well, the next day.
Damn.
I'll leave you a key. You can go in whenever.
But you're getting you're going to meet up with some family and friends.
Well, I'm just seeing my dad.
Yeah, but you're going to meet up with your dad at what time? Like 10 p.m., 11-ish p.m.?
7? Look at you.
10 to 11, see.
So, oh, you're saying to do it earlier.
No, I mean at 7. So then after that, probably 3 hours.
Oof. That sounded brutal.
How long is dinner?
I intended to put it this way, man. I intended to stop
dinner?
By.
Like 15% to go.
I don't know. I'd say about 2.5 hours.
Steel is fucking, there you go. 9:30 then.
Not good. And that's why I told you. I said, 9:30 I could do it like over the
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You never forget that, huh? You
want to put that in his sound?
Well, put it about it. No, no, I do want to think about it, but listen, man, I'm gonna. Oh, yeah.
You can remember that fucking shit, but you can't remember that
because
their
real names
point
during
the whole
fucking podcast.
I know you had to work, and I know you're kind of like,
yeah, exactly.
All about doing it.
All right, so we're about to wrap this fucker up.
But
you give this guy a brown paper bag rating. I know you're near the end, and I finished mine off, but I'm gonna start. I'm gonna kick it off. And give the final review if that's okay.
So
with
you
got to
see your mother too.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
What night? So Saint-Ides.
Lunch.
Saint-Ides high gravity liquor.
Lunch and
the fucking classic. The guy that I've ended the show with a couple times. You know, you've heard the Saint-Ides commercials, haven't you?
Well,
yep.
Okay, at the end of the fucking show, I throw a fucking new commercial up every end of the show, and hopefully everybody out there who's a fan has heard that.
All right, well, anyways, we're at 40.
This is my first time drinking it for the podcast.
That's your first time drinking it?
No, no, for the podcast, I said.
Okay,
listen up, son. You know what's coming?
Listen up,
son. Can I just say something to you? And Saint-Ides malt liquor, 8.2% alcohol by volume, 40 ounces of malt liquor. I give this guy... On a what's
and
our scale now?
You talked about better.
It's been so long.
Yeah,
is it
Miami?
Is it 1 to 4 bags or 1 to 5 bags?
The score. Damn hustling.
Is it?
I don't know, but as long as you sound decisive.
Now you're God damn it! I'm pissed off that I don't know the fucking bag rating.
Well, listen, sound decisive.
You know, you talked about viewers out there. I'm drunk. I normally know the.
I don't even know what the fuck
I'm
talking about. But all I'm trying to say is
if it's 4 bags, here's the deal. I'm giving this motherfucker 3.5 bags because
so
it's
you're drinking a 32 or whatever.
It's nasty, yeah. And it tastes. At 8.5% alcohol by volume,
or you got 30% to go.
This is the malt liquor that is the quicker fucker upper.
Man,
all right.
Here, I'm gonna.
That is my opinion.
I'm below the
take
label.
It from Al.
I still got a lot.
Saint-Ides malt liquor.
Here we go.
And
I'm gonna
tonight
live again.
You will get the
10:45, and I'm still going out.
Saint-Ides song of.
You're right.
And all I gotta do is pound and go to bed. So hold on, I'm gonna pound this guy.
No, no,
I don't know what the fuck you call it.
Saint-Ides song of all time.
Well, you know, every at the end of every show, I give a Saint-Ides song, right?
Ugh. I guess.
Yes, I do.
What do you guess?
You fucking heard the show? We give a Saint-Ides song, a new one from MCA, from Wu Tang Clan. Well, tonight we'll get the fucking granddaddy of all songs. We had Snoop Dogg on this motherfucker. We're gonna get tonight. We're gonna get a little Ice Cube, maybe a little Dre. We'll do it all.
Oof. More photos.
Okay, Saint-Ides.
Yes.
More photos, listeners.
Saint-Ides is like.
Listen, Jason.
There you go, more photos.
Hey man,
all right.
All I know is I look at the light label and it says Saint.
Wait.
You gotta
give the full name, baby.
Here's the full retrospective.
Saint-Ides. You wanna know the alcohol is 8.2%.
Too drunk off Saint-Ides.
What was yours?
Most people drink in the 40s. He had Saint-Ides.
Fuck. What? Okay. Declassify
it.
Rich status here.
8.2
on Saint-Ides, and you're drinking 211 Steel Reserve.
Back in the day,
it's 8.2, bitch.
Can you play it?
When did you drink
Saint-Ides?
One shit you're drinking tonight. Go ahead. Give your
what's
review.
What's the first time I tried Saint-Ides?
Hey, give the review.
No, bitch. When's the first time I tried Saint-Ides?
Oh, what do you want me to try? Miller Lite tonight? Come on. Okay, let's go.
Saint-Ides, like, what, 10 years ago?
What are you drinking, Miller Lite?
You get teenage 10 years ago.
Miller Lite? Yeah, okay.
You're
Come
still
on.
Impressed by it.
211. Okay, go ahead with your little review.
Teenage 10 years ago. Like, oh, this shit's fucking me up.
No, don't give me that horse shit. Yeah,
okay, well, you're about to spoon the dog, so it's cool. It's cool. Teenage was cool long ago.
At least I'm spooning the dog rather than my fucking boss.
Funny.
Okay, go ahead.
Props for that one. All right, so it still is fucking me up, but the taste is brutal. I have to admit, I miss the taste of St. Ives or OE.
See, you miss the taste.
Oh, yeah, because you know, that's like old school.
St. Ives is a little sweet, right? Isn't that 211 like bitter?
Yeah, but I always know how you enjoy it a little
sweet. Oh, don't give me that bullshit. Keep it up.
Yeah, you walked into that one.
Yeah.
So St. Ives and OE, they're like the gold standard. So, this shit gets you fucked up, but you get a little more street cred for carrying this compared to, like, fuck.
You do, actually. 211, you get some street cred for that.
Yeah, compared to some of the other shit we've
like heard. Colt 45 we talked about?
Yeah, Colt 45, they've fallen off. There's no ever. We'll get into that, but. So, you get a little more street cred than Colt 45, so. If you give OE or C9's a 3-bagger, which I'm not quite sure why you did.
I gave St. Ives a 3.5 bagger.
3.5, all right. Look at you. What the fuck's a 3.5? Was that half a bag with one?
Well, I'm just saying it's not a 4. It's not quite a 4, but it's not quite all a right. 3.
Well, if you give a 3.5, then I'll give still a 3.
Really? What? For value and for fucking upness?
Well, the taste.
Fucking upness, is that a word?
Taste is ass, but gets you fucked up.
You've had it a couple times now.
Yeah.
For the price?
Well, St. Ives, no E. I mean, that's the same price, but a little cheaper.
Yes.
And that's a gold standard for 40, so.
I got to say, St. Ives, in my opinion, though.
Little bitch.
No, St. Ives, because I'm tired of that little fucking bullshit. I'm tired of that bullshit. I'm tired of that bullshit review you gave. Here's the deal. St. Ives is the gold standard, like you said. But here's the deal. St. Ives has fallen off because, here's the deal. St. Ives has fallen off because people just forget about it, man. People forget about the classics. St. Ives is sweet malt liquor that tastes like honey. And you know what? I love that sweet honey. So give me more honey, baby.
It sounds a little gay.
It doesn't sound gay. It sounds like...
give me that honey.
Yeah, it sounds like... sounds like it's some good malt liquor. So out there, listeners, drink up St. Ives malt liquor.
Tint one.
Dead air.
Beep.
Yeah, okay. All right. It's time for...
I won't deny you. I'm straight powder. You don't want to fuck
with me. I'd be shocked if I ever would say that.
We got to listen to a little Pac there. So, anyways.
It's the same fucking song. How hard is it to key up some other song?
Who, me?
Yeah.
It's fucking hard, all right, right now. We're in the middle of a live show.
Dude, just go to your fucking computer and play another song.
Doesn't work like that, all right? So let's move on because...
I've never heard that song before.
You know what I was going to mention? Listen, this is important. We talked about the donation button on the website. Listeners out there, the end of the show right now, I just want to let... Hey, did you finish your... Hey, fuck it. I can't even say the end of the show. What? Pound it.
God.
And the show without you fucking pounding the malt liquor, this is bullshit. Ooh, it's coming across the mic nice.
Oh, it's warmer shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Warm steel. It does not go down easy.
Do it. Do it up. 32 ounces, bitch. You better be able to get 32 ounces. Mark.
All right, there you go.
All right. See, now you know that I ran into a few weeks ago, or a few shows ago, that...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's just like, God damn, you're just looking around going...
God damn.
Exactly. When you hit the head of that 40 ounce, it fucking tears you apart. Especially if it's warm.
A minute later, the fucking aftertaste is like, ugh.
Well, I wanted to mention, and we do have the donate button up for people who would like to donate to the show. For those of you who do not want to just donate to help us out,
we do accept euros.
Yeah, we do accept euros via PayPal, which will convert to United States currency. So, the final step, though, is for all of you that just do not want to straight up donate, you can help us out by donating to the cause. You will get something. Well, you will get something in return. And what you will get in return is a T-shirt. We will start offering 40OunceReview.com T-shirts on the website for order starting next week, which would be the week of the United States Thanksgiving, which is, what is that, the 18th to the something-something. I don't know. So nice. Look for the donate button and the purchase button of the 40OunceReview.com T-shirts because they will
Anybody's
be out.
Listening.
What's that? Nobody's listening.
Listening.
I'll tell you right now, Jason, when those fucking T-shirts start selling, you'll be amazed. All right?
More photos.
40OunceReview.com. Send us the photos.
More photos.
No, we want the fucking tees. Spread the tees. The tees will be out. There are nice black T-shirts with white lettering that say 40OunceReview.com. And come and get those T-shirts. So those are in the works next week. Anyways. For all your listeners out there, for Jason and Al, we just want to say, see ya?
See ya! Biatch!
Biatch.
Just hit the corner store, you know what I'm looking for, Saint I. Just hit the corner store, you know what I'm looking for, Saint I. Just a bouncing house for love. Nose and tripping, just sipping on ST. That's how we do it in the LBC. Hear ye, come on, come on. It's the first Daniel G, Nick, and all my dogs are invited. So don't enlighten, cause it's the first time in a long time. And I just might reminisce about the Fresh Fest back in 85 when the Dubs and the St. Yaks used to hoo ride. It was easy just to serve on the curb, that's how I do. Ain't no slipping, dipping, now I'm sipping on my roots. Ain't